We're about to chat with Dr. Petralise Wessels, who is the lead consultant of patient blood management at the South African National Blood Services. A very good morning to you. Thanks for joining us. How are you doing?
Good morning, and thank you for inviting Sanders to your show.
So it's interesting because obviously the blood services and patient safety goes hand in hand. Why is it important to commemorate Patient Safety Day?
I think any initiative that draws additional attention to patient safety should be supported and should be celebrated. Patients are at the heart of what we as Sanders work for and strive for. And I think Patient Safety Day is a very good initiative to promote.
And of course, one of the focuses is the increase in mother mortality rates. Give us some context here. How bad is it?
So in South Africa, we do have a very high maternal mortality rate compared to very many other countries in the world. And we have also found that in rural areas, this tend to be higher. So from the Sanders perspective, we are not very much involved in the actual labor process. But what we can do from our side is to ensure that there is a safe blood product available in all of these hospitals that deliver maternity services. Should a pregnant lady start bleeding or post-delivery start bleeding, and you run into a life-threatening situation, you must have access 24 hours a day to a safe blood product. Mm. And we've achieved that by placing just over 450 emergency fridges throughout the 8 provinces that Sanders supplies the service to.
Is the lack of blood and the blood facility, do you think, one of the major causes, or is it because of the general situation within our healthcare environment that unfortunately rural people living in rural areas or the lesser fortunate in our community have access to or don't have access to, rather?
Most definitely, obstetric hemorrhage or bleeding in layman's terms is not the major or the most foremost cause of maternal deaths. But it is definitely the one that Sanders can make a difference to. So that is why it's so important to us.
Do we see an improvement?
We have seen an improvement. It's a slow improvement, obviously, because there's multiple factors that contribute to it. But deaths due to absence of a blood product when you need it, definitely we've seen a decrease since we've placed our emergency fridges.
And are you getting support from the public? I know that it goes through stages where supply runs very low, and then we need to obviously encourage people to get out there, donate blood. How's it looking at the moment?
Not so great at the moment. We are just over the 3-day mark, and you know that we need a 5-day supply. And what is crucially important to remember is that all of these over 450 emergency fridges are stocked with group O blood, because that is the universal blood group that we can use for all patients. So especially our group O donors are always needed, but definitely needed more currently.
All right. And how's COVID, just very quickly, how's COVID impacted? If somebody has had COVID, what is the period with which they can't donate blood or will need to wait?
Okay, so that will depend on how severe you had COVID. Obviously, if it was severe, we will take our cue from your treating physician to guide us. Mm-hmm. But once you have recovered, and if you are feeling well after you had the vaccination, that's another common question. Mm-hmm. You are welcome to return to Sanders to donate.
Right. That was about to be my next question, but you preempted it because you obviously asked that so often. That is where we leave it, Dr. Petralise Wessels. Thank you.